Connors, the response was really inadequate in relation to that. I mean, this is clearly a policy that's been implemented right across all the Dublin hospitals, and the Connors' response really was just to send him details of the specific case, and he would pass that on to the Minister for Health, which really isn't what we need. What we need is the government to call in the HSE and the hospitals and to instruct them that they can't continue with this type of treatment of patients.
The fear here, I suppose, is that what you've indicated there will happen, that it will become the default position to refuse treatment, but give it once a bit of pressure comes on politically.
Yeah, that's right, Donal, and we've seen this too often in the health system in Ireland, where somebody who gets a politician involved in lobbying on behalf of the case gets treatment and other people fall off the radar, and that's just not acceptable. And I mean, there has been the case as well of Annette McElhinney and that was highlighted on Highland Radio over the last few weeks, where she's in very severe pain and St Vincent's Hospital are refusing to treat her. Now, while Annette's situation needs to be sorted out, but we need to make sure that this doesn't happen across the board for patients from Donegal and from rural Ireland.